Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Gaslighting is a form of emotional manipulation that is unfortunately common in many relationships, including narcissistic relationships and narcissistic dysfunctional family structures. It's a manipulative tactic where the manipulator tries to make their partner doubt their own feelings, memory, and sanity. Gaslighting can be subtle and disguised as care and concern, which can make it more challenging to identify. It may even take years to see it. We are grateful that this word, gaslighting, was in the top searches in 2022, and the word is getting out. Ready to dive in? In this episode today, we are going to explore some of the top gaslighting phrases that you might hear in relationships disguised as care and concern. Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and creator of the Moving Forward with Hope Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Podcast. Welcome to our channel and or welcome back. Now, let's get into the top seven gaslighting phrases. The first is, I'm just looking out for you. This phrase may seem harmless on the surface, but it can be used as a way to control another person and make them believe that they know what is best for them. It could be a way for the manipulator to justify their actions and make another person doubt their own judgment. Next, you're overreacting. This phrase is often used to minimize another person's feelings and make them believe that they are being irrational. It can be a way for manipulators to avoid taking responsibility for their actions and dismiss another person's concerns. Third, you're being too sensitive. This phrase is similar to you're overreacting, but it specifically targets another person's emotions. It can be used to make another person doubt their own feelings and make them believe they are being unreasonable. It places the seed of doubt, and what may start to grow is questioning yourself. Feelings and insecurity can develop. Fourth, I'm doing this for your own good. This phrase can be used to justify controlling or obnoxious behavior. It can make another person believe that they know what is best for them, even if it goes against their own desires or needs. Next, I'm just trying to help you. This phrase can be used to justify intrusive behavior, such as going through another person's phone or computer without their consent. It can make another person feel like they are not entitled to privacy and that the manipulator has the right to monitor them. Next, you're lucky to have me. This phrase can be used to make another person believe that they are lucky to have you in their life, even if they are treating them poorly. It could be a way to make another person feel dependent on them and prevent them from leaving the relationship. Lastly, you're crazy. This phrase is a classic gaslighting tactic. It can make another person doubt their own sanity and make them believe that they are the problem in the relationship rather than their behavior. These are just a few examples of the gaslighting phrases you might hear in relationships, disguised as care and concern. Gaslighting can have long-term effects on a person's mental health and well-being, and it is not something that should be tolerated in any relationship. We want to shed light so you can detect these key phrases and manipulative tactics. Although there are more, so you won't be subjected to gaslighting and can detect when someone is trying to subtly manipulate you for their own cause. If you're experiencing any of these phrases or any of the forms of gaslighting, we welcome you to our website for additional resources at movingforwardafterabuse.com. What are some other gaslighting phrases you have heard? Drop them in the comments. I invite you to subscribe to our channel, give us a big like, drop a comment or question, and ring the bell so you can be notified of future episodes. And if you like this episode, be sure to check out this one here next. This is Lynn, signing off for now, and I'll see you in our next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.